Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element FM. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at element.fm and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. Today we're diving into developments at the intersection of technology, gaming, products, community, and entertainment. Kicking off, Qualcomm has announced a significant move to expand into the realm of artificial intelligence, far beyond their usual mobile processors. In 2026 and 2027, Qualcomm will be launching new AI accelerator chips, dubbed the AI200 and AI250, specially designed for high-performance generative AI inference. This marks a pivotal transition for Qualcomm as they shift from mobile dominance to competing directly with industry giants like NVIDIA and AMD in AI hardware. The announcement doesn't just reinforce Qualcomm's pursuit of cutting-edge tech. It signals a broader trend of companies rapidly shifting focus to AI-driven solutions across the tech sector. Now, let's shift over to the gaming world, which is seeing its own seismic changes, both in how games are developed and how companies reach gamers. Big news from Xbox. President Matt Booty announced a reimagined strategy, saying that modern competition comes not just from rivals like Sony and Nintendo, but platforms like TikTok and even film. Recognizing that gamers interact with content in more places than ever, Xbox is making bold moves, like bringing the iconic Master Chief and the Halo franchise to PlayStation 5 in 2026. This cross-platform embrace is in stark contrast to competitors, with Nintendo famously protecting first-party exclusives, and Sony only recently porting games to PC, long after their console runs. Xbox is inviting collaboration across the industry, which Matt Booty suggests is essential to thrive in a landscape that's changing at breakneck speed. Earlier this year, significant workforce reductions at Xbox made headlines, and Booty explained that such tough decisions are needed to adapt Microsoft for the evolving gaming ecosystem. Key to this adaptation is innovation, and that's evident in the upcoming remaster of Halo: Campaign Evolved, reimagined on Unreal Engine 5 for a fresh experience and cross-platform play. But that's not the only highlight. Let's round up some of the hottest game announcements and releases set to shake up your playlists. First up is Sadop, a culinary adventure, an indie gem from CopyForge that whisks players away to Kaya Island. Exploring local mythology through unique culinary experiences on Xbox Series XS. If open-world racing is your thrill, Recreation debuts October 28, 25, encouraging racers to create and modify their own tracks on the fly, bringing a refreshing twist to the genre. For narrative-driven fans, Undusted: Letters from the Past promises heartfelt exploration and storytelling centered on family histories, continuing the trend of emotionally resonant indie games. EA is making waves with Battlefield RedSec, a free-to-play expansion designed for the Battlefield franchise, aiming to keep players engaged through ongoing live updates and accessible competitive events. Meanwhile, Capcom is experimenting with a pay-per-view funding model for its esports tournaments, sparking debate throughout the community about accessibility and the future of tournament monetization. On the accessibility front, Stray by Blue 12 Studio, where you play as a lost feline in a futuristic city, is coming to PlayStation Plus Essential on November 4th, 2025, broadening its reach to a wider audience. RPG fans, take note. Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 3 is officially in production, with director Naoki Hamaguchi reassuring fans that the new chapter will balance narrative depth and concise pacing to avoid bloat. In the action-adventure arena, Ghost of Yote from Sucker Punch is shattering sales records, having outsold Assassin's Creed Shadows in just its first 2 weeks on the market. And for the many eager to revisit the Mass Effect universe, Jennifer Hale, beloved as Commander Shepard, has signaled her readiness to reprise the role for the upcoming Mass Effect 5. That's a brief look at some of the industry's most anticipated releases and updates. But community engagement is also taking center stage as the fall season approaches. With Halloween around the corner, MMOs worldwide are ramping up in-game events, a tradition that not only drives engagement, but fosters creativity within gaming communities. Guild Wars continues its legendary Horrorween festival for the 20th year, offering spooktacular quests and player-hosted parties that celebrate both retention and nostalgia. Kart Rider Rush Plus follows suit, launching Season 35, Magical World, which introduces vibrant new tracks and whimsical characters to the ever-evolving kart racing scene. Marking milestones, Goddess of Victory, Nikki is celebrating its third anniversary with a rich new storyline, immersive events, and fresh battle modes designed to reward its dedicated fan base. But not all is festive. This season has also seen notable cancellations, such as Vampire the Masquerade, Blood Hunt, and a long-rumored multiplayer God of War project. These decisions reflect the real pressures studios face in adapting to shifting player interests, evolving technology, and the growing importance of meaningful community connections. As we talk community, it's worth spotlighting some of the ethical and cultural debates currently shaping the industry's direction. Innovative event formats play a central role in fostering interaction, with companies carefully navigating the integration of AI and responding to changes in developer tools like APIs. As seen with Blizzard's recent adjustments, alongside technological innovation, there are growing concerns over job security for developers as AI begins to take on more game design and support roles. Voice is also rising for more narrative-driven single-player experiences, challenging the dominance of live-service multiplayer models in the chase for player loyalty. A parallel evolution is underway in entertainment, where genres blend and new stories emerge that reflect today's complex social realities. Tina Romero makes her mark directing Queens of the Dead, a queer horror comedy offering both homage to her late father's cinematic legacy and biting commentary on community dynamics during a zombie apocalypse. The movie stands out for its blend of humor and heart, tackling issues of infighting and exploitation, but ultimately envisioning unity against adversity. Queens of the Dead is emblematic of how entertainment genres are intersecting more and more with discussions of identity, resilience, and community solidarity. Meanwhile, back in the gaming ecosystem, we're seeing new products and subscription models reshape access and engagement, especially as companies seek to reach a broader and more diverse audience. One big headline is the announcement of an ad-supported Xbox Cloud Gaming tier, an effort to lower the barrier to entry and compete in a streaming-driven market, making high-profile titles like Stray available on PlayStation Plus reflects a similar trend, ensuring that players with varied budgets can still participate in the latest games. These changes aren't only about profit. They represent new priorities, with player-centric models guiding innovation in how games are marketed, distributed, and preserved for future generations. The industry's evolution extends into health and wellness too, with recent research showing that brain-training games could help slow cognitive decline in older adults, expanding the role of games as positive health tools. As our devices get smarter and more connected, the convergence of gameplay, entertainment, and personal development is shaping a unique ecosystem of interactive engagement. All of these stories, AI advancements, shifting exclusivity strategies, innovative product models, and community-driven events, reflect an industry in rapid transformation. Companies like Sony are now pausing on relentless acquisitions, instead refocusing on their core strengths in gaming and anime to sustain momentum and creative integrity. Meanwhile, Xbox's move away from strict console exclusivity is raising fundamental questions about what will define competitive advantage in our ever-diversifying digital entertainment world. One thing is certain, success now hinges on balancing technological ambition with ethical practices, inclusiveness, and smart community engagement. As consumers, developers, and content creators alike, we're all stakeholders in how the future of gaming and entertainment unfolds. That's all for today's roundup of the biggest stories shaping gaming, technology, and entertainment culture. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.